This is my third and final lesson on the subject of sold out. I've been telling you the story of Judas Iscariot, the man who sold out his Savior for the wealth of the world. Judas received 30 pieces of silver, yet it did not bring him the satisfaction that he envisioned. It did not bring him a life of luxury as he anticipated. It brought him not satisfaction, but guilt, remorse, and eventually the destruction of his life. No doubt Judas thought that 30 pieces of silver would allow him to live a life of luxury. But was Jesus correct when he stated that some, because of the deceitfulness of riches, would let the word be choked out of their life? When a person faces eternity without God, he will realize what a fool he has been to be deceived by this present world. There comes a point in the human existence when all earthly wealth will fail him. Those of you who have sold out your salvation for the wealth of this world will one day stand before the throne of God, and none of that wealth will be able to purchase your redemption. Many people have sold out to the devil and have nothing to show for it but remorse and guilt and a wrecked life. One philosopher said, "Every man has his price." By that, they're saying that any man would sell his soul under certain circumstances. I don't believe this statement is altogether true, but there are many today who could be placed in this category. For what are you willing to sell your soul? In the words of the poem, it may not be for silver, it may not be for gold, but still by tens of thousands is this precious Savior sold. Sold for godly friendship, sold for selfish aim, sold for the fleeting temporary, sold for an empty name. Don't sell out your soul. If you have bargained for something that you cannot take with you, you will descend into hell and your pomp and your glory will be left upon this earth. The prophet Ezekiel tells us in chapter 7 and verse 19, "Their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. They shall not satisfy their soul, neither fill their bowels, because it is a stumbling block of their iniquity." Though you may not have sold Christ for silver, but what have you accepted in exchange for your soul? Jesus said in Mark chapter 8, "For what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul?" No man has ever gained the world, but Christ was saying, if a man could gain the world, yet lose his own soul, it would be of no profit. It would be a bad transaction. Pilate was convinced that Jesus was an innocent man. He heard the cry of the crowd who said, "If you let this man go, you're not Caesar's friend." So, for godless friendship, he forsook the friend that sticks closer than a brother. If you are selling Christ for godless friendships, remember this, that God is one that sticks closer than a brother. If you have sold your soul for a good name, the Bible says, the name of the wicked shall rot. If you have sold your soul for selfish aim and seek to spare yourself at the expense of Jesus Christ, the Bible says, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And in conclusion, I would ask you the question, is it well with your soul? Do you have perfect satisfaction about the future? Do you know that when all the real estate and wealth of this world is gone, and your friends have deserted you, there is a soul within you that will spend eternity somewhere? There is a life that always lives, and there is a death that never dies. If you are not prepared to meet God, your soul is ever dying, yet never dead. It is ever burning, but never consumed. It will be ever agonizing, but never relieved. Consider your soul and turn your feet to Calvary today, because nothing but Christ will be able to satisfy you in the days of death. If you live for this world, all you will ever receive out of this world is endless misery. But if you live for Christ, there is a deep, eternal satisfaction and a hope laid up for you in heaven. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.